Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Merry Christmas Eve and happy holidays to all of you. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl for the final show of the regular season of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt, good to be with you here on this holiday. And we've got a lot to get to over the next 2 hours because it's Wednesday. It's the last show of the week. It's going to be Call Your Shot Wednesday, of course, for the Sunday Browns-Ravens game. We also want to talk, we got a lot to get into. The Pro Bowl was announced yesterday. We'll go through that, through those rosters, and also talk about who we think may have been the biggest snubs there for the Browns. They got in Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, and, of course, Tashawn Gibson, who was leading the league with 6 interceptions when he got hurt. He made it as well. So those are the 3 Cleveland Browns that made it to the Pro Bowl. Now, when you think about that, you know, I think that's pretty good for the Browns. And obviously last year they had 6, so down to 3. But I think the team's certainly a much better shape. So we'll go through the Pro Bowl. And we'll also get into some comments from Dante Whitner. A day after Carlos Dansby, I thought, kind of lit into Justin Gilbert, Dante Whitner does that as well. So we'll talk about that and also the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten. It's going to be a fun, interactive show. Got a lot to cover. But, Matt, just happy to be with you here today on this Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. And I think that it's a very Merry Christmas and a great opening to hear that song. Because
Better than our other
with
song.
Exactly. It definitely is. With a 6-year-old boy and a 4-year-old little girl at home, playing Santa Claus is something that I've looked forward to the entire month of December, well beyond just watching football games. And the entire day today and tonight and hiding the elf every day of December for them to find every morning. It'll be an amazing morning for us tomorrow. So it's great. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to all. And I think that's something else we need to get into as well. We need to get into favorite Christmas movie. I think that would be another good
Absolutely.
One. So people think about that. Your favorite Christmas movie that you've ever seen. There are a lot of good options, I think, in that
Great
one.
Options.
And yes, for those who are wondering already, yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Okay? We'll just establish that. We'll just establish that right off of the bat. All right. So we're going to get into Pro Bowl. First of all, we know the Browns, as I said, Joe Thomas makes his 8th straight appearance to the Pro Bowl. Joe Hayden, his 2nd straight first Pro Bowl appearance for Tashawn Gibson. I think all 3 were very deserving, Matt. And unfortunately, you know, Gip's season was cut short by injury. I think if Alex Mack had played a full season, I think he goes to the Pro Bowl as well. Anybody not make it from the Browns that surprised you?
Not really. You know, I think I was a stretch at Betonio, possibly making it, maybe Spencer Lanning. I think Spencer Lanning 2-3 weeks ago was a shoe-in, but as of late, you know, having a couple of those bounce into the end zone and have that net yardage be kind of taken away from him and pinned inside the 20 would have cost him as well. But I do want to make a statement because I think it's something to say for Browns Nation, the Dog Pound, and all Browns fans nationwide in Pro Bowl voting is that Joel Bitonio was leading the pack at guard as a rookie in the fan voting. So that means the Cleveland Browns fans who understand football and are so supportive of this football team voted a player in from a fan standpoint, which makes up for a third of the voting. And then again, just because then the players and so much more onus is put on the players and coaches because they're the ones that get to see and evaluate the talent, kind of trumps the fans. But again, props to Browns Nation for showing. And again, you talked about it for the last 2 weeks. How many of them were first or second? We had 8 in first or second place coming out of fan voting.
Yeah, the Browns definitely showed up. And also want to give a little shout to Dante Whitner, who made it as an alternate for the Pro Bowl and likely will end up going there if, you know, Earl Thomas makes it as a safety or Cam Chancellor, TJ Ward. If the Broncos or the Seahawks make it to the Super Bowl, then he will be going to the Pro Bowl there. TJ Ward left the Browns last year, made the Pro Bowl for the 2nd straight season as well with the Denver Broncos. I thought, to me, the one that, you know, I wanted to see perhaps Paul Kruger make it. You know, good group of outside linebackers, Connor Barwin, Dumerville, Tamba Hali, Justin Houston, Clay Matthews, Von Miller made it. I would have liked to see Carlos Dansby get the recognition. C.J. Mosley, the rookie for the Baltimore Ravens, who we'll see on Sunday, made it at inside linebacker, along with Luke Kuechly, Lawrence Timmons, and Bobby Wagner. I think this group of corners is maybe as good a group of corners as there's ever been in the Pro Bowl. Vontae Davis, Brent Grimes, Joe Hayden, Chris Harris, Patrick Peterson, Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman, Aqib Talib. Yikes.
Absolutely. I think it is. And it's, again, we talked about, and what's so great, again, for the Cleveland Browns as a stepping stone as we move forward, We've heard nationally, as we had Brian Baldinger and a few other national analysts from multiple different networks or platforms have said, Joe Haden and the way he was playing, you know, once he was back in the form that we saw him last year, was on top of that list.
Oh, yeah.
So that is something that you build around, and that is something that gives you confidence moving forward, understanding this Jim O'Neill slash Mike Pettin scheme and that man press coverage. And just, to, again, to touch upon Dansby, I think if Dansby does, you know, plays out a full season, he's in the Pro Bowl for sure, because what he has brought here from a leadership standpoint and his production, which is why in which I thought early in the season, or actually rather in the offseason, getting rid of DeQuell and getting Carlos Dansby was an upgrade, because he is a stat-stuffing middle linebacker, you know, blitzing, sacks, interceptions, pass deflections, and so on and so forth. And, of course, a tackling machine at and around the line of scrimmage, not 4 yards plus down the field.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get that recognition that I think he so richly deserves. We talked about how good the corners were. How about this group of wide receivers? Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, T.Y. Hilton, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson, and Demaryius Thomas.
I think, as crazy as it sounds, is when you hear that list, I think T.Y. might be the worst of all them, and he's probably statistically smack dab right in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's right.
Or I'll say T.Y. might be the one I'd want to guard first if I were a DB.
If you had to go against these guys?
If I had to go against those guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's a darn good list of wide receivers there, and it leaves off some pretty darn good wide receivers as well. Jeremy Maclin had an excellent year. Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
had a year that certainly was Pro Bowl worthy. Randall Cobb had a Pro Bowl worthy year for the Green Bay Packers. There's a lot of talent in this league right now at that position. So that's the Pro Bowl. We definitely want to hear your thoughts. Who got snubbed, etc. Let us know. 216-578-0850. We also want to know your best Christmas gift ever. Also, favorite Christmas movie ever. I think that's a good one. And then we're going to get into also Dante Whitner and Justin Gilbert. And let's talk about this right now. So Dante Whitner, the day after Carlos Dansby said, you know, I can give Justin Gilbert the keys, but he's got to look in the mirror. I can't drive for him. He's going to have to figure out how to drive. This is the quote from Dante Whitner yesterday. And I quote, "It's time to grow up and not be a kid anymore. It's a wasted year for him," Whitner said. "There's so many ups, so many downs. A lot of it has been brought on by himself. He has to look in the mirror like Carlos said. He has to understand what he did wrong, what he needs to get better at, and make sure that you're back here working out from day one when we return here to show everybody you have a good attitude and you want to go out and be the player they drafted you to be. He has things he needs to improve on and grow up in. Stop being a kid." Asked whether Gilbert's issues stretch beyond the normal rookie transitions, he said, "Yeah, but you know we keep all of that in house."
Wow, and it's no surprise. And I think that that is my best guess on a defense that has been injury plagued towards the end of the season, and Dante, who essentially has probably almost taken every single defensive snap, we'll say 95% of defensive snaps, and as he sees his comrades around him, K-1 missing time and Joe Haden missing time. I'm sure he loves to see a guy like Pierre Desir relish the opportunity to showcase his ability and step up. But the disappointment surrounding, Dante, a former number one pick, he knows the expectations for someone not only drafted in the first round, but in the, you know, to be the first pick and in the top 10. You're expected to step on that football field and shine. Will there be lackluster moments? Absolutely. But there will be, again, as you said, even about Johnny Manziel, I want to hang my hat on those highs.
Yep.
We know there's going to be lows because you're a rookie and you're playing against grown men who understand this is a business and a profession and their job. But you're a rookie and you were drafted where you were. You're paid a significant amount of money. We want to see, and that's what I talked about, having been, a player in the locker room, having, seven or eight draft classes come in behind me. It's you question that first-round guy until you see him be an active participant in your game plan and be a game changer. And then you immediately accept him, and he almost becomes a part of your clique. Until then, he's outside looking in. Prove yourself to me. Prove your value to me. And that is something that Johnny Manziel has yet to do. That is something that Justin Gilbert for sure has yet to do. He got lucky on one pick and ran it back. And at this point, you liked what you saw out of Terrence West, but now you're questioning him as well as of late.
And it seems to be the same type of attitudinal issues with Terrence West as well. A little bit of housekeeping here. The Browns made roster moves. They signed long snapper Charlie Hewlett from Kansas City's practice squad and activated John Hughes from injured reserve designated to return. That should help the run defense against Baltimore. To make room on the roster, both Ishmaili Kitchen with his leg injury and Johnny Manziel hamstring were placed on injured reserve, according to Ray Farmer, the Browns' general manager. Today's injury report for practice is lengthy. Gary Barnage, rib. Joe Hayden, shoulder. Andrew Hawkins, thumb. Brian Hoyer, shoulder slash bicep. Marlon Moore, knee. Ataba Rubin, ankle. Ryan Seymour, hamstring. Jabal Sheard, foot. Kaywan Williams, hamstring. Joe Thomas, rest.
And so, a partridge in a pear tree.
Quite a few people there on the injury report for the Cleveland Browns today. That happens at the end of the season.
It does.
And that's what goes on here at the end of the NFL season.
Suck it up for one more, will you?
I'll tell you what. I like the fact that Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner have called out basically on back-to-back days Justin Gilbert, because he hasn't seemed to have gotten it since day one since he's been here. I believe right now that this is why these guys were signed, to give that leadership, to have that outside perspective. I think it's interesting that no one who was a long-tenured Brown, it wasn't Joe Hayden or Joe right. Thomas that said these things. It was Carlos Dansby and it was Dante Whitner, guys who have been to the Super Bowl and who have seen basically, you know, guys come and go throughout this league on winning teams that have flamed out, et cetera, and they want this to be a winning organization. I think that this is the way, you know, that you see kind of those are people look at them and say, what are you signing guys that are this, you know, this late in their career for? You're doing it to change the culture. And I think that right now you have guys who are here to change the culture, and I think it's happened, and I think this is another step, because this it's not an accident that this happened on consecutive days. It's not an accident that it was Carlos Dansby and then Dante Whitner. They've had it with a guy who they see, I think, has a lot of talent and who is not doing the things necessary to succeed as a professional and pay back the Browns. I think it was interesting that he said, be the player they drafted you to be.
Yeah.
Pay that back. Because you're getting a lot of money. Stop being a kid. Grow up. Become a professional. And help this team win. And if you're not going to, as Carlos Dansby said, I've seen a lot of first-round picks flame out of the league in 3 years. Second-round picks flame out of the league in 3 years. It doesn't matter. Once you're drafted, you're drafted.
You are.
And all that matters for your salary.
And that's a great point. And I know that Gerard Cherry, as a part of the Really Big Show, has said it before, specifically about Johnny Manziel prior to him participating as a starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. But it was... Johnny was out of the limelight. Johnny was nose to the grindstone when it came to preparing to get drafted. And I think what might have happened for Johnny at this point, both Justin Gilbert and now Terrence West as well, that when they got drafted, they had that sense of entitlement and that sense of, well, my work is done. I've got to where
I made it.
I've made it. I've arrived. You know, and Dante and Carlos Dansby, guys who have now, you know, almost double digit years in the National Football League, have seen many guys come and go. Probably seen better talents, you know, come and go, and also two guys with less talent play as long as they have, simply because they've dedicated themselves into the understanding that this is a business. It is a what have you done for me lately? And now, more so than ever, the same way these quarterbacks that get drafted can immediately start for football teams, if you do not give us the instant gratification to go out and play and prove your worth, you will be on the streets. And I say this about the quarterback position, not so much a corner or a running back in West and Gilbert's case, but a quarterback, and even in this case, we'll say Brandon Whedon. Brandon Whedon will be a backup, never a starter again in this league as a first-round draft pick, and he'll bounce around for 3 or 4 years simply because it takes a particular skill to be a quarterback. It's almost like being 6'10" in the NBA. You'll sit on the bench of an NBA roster for 7 to 8 years because you're 6'10". You know, and you'll play 25.
Jack Haley.
Exactly. You'll play 25 minutes in an entire season, but you're 6'10". You can't teach that. You can't teach, you know, someone else to play quarterback. It's a skill, and these guys have arrived in the NFL because they've been skilled. But when they cannot prove it, they'll hang on for a few years, and then they're going to be the next wave of guys of coulda, woulda, shoulda, or took advantage of that opportunity. And I think also, too, that Johnny is, in particular, is so into his brand and the LeBron coattail and social media and being that butterfly that I would, in some cases, I'll give him an opportunity to win us back next football season and be the guy that we think he can be. But if not, he can go fly and be that social butterfly somewhere else.
That's right. Got to come through and deliver in the National Football League. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Still to come, we'll hear from Mike Pettine, his press conference from this morning. That'll be at 1:30, 2 o'clock, the Browns Roundtable, presented by Blue Point with senior staff writer Andrew Gribble. 2:30 Friday forecast with the kid. Call your shot here. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. Again, we'll talk Pro Bowl. We'll talk what you think about Whitner calling out Gilbert. And, you know, what does that mean for all the rookies who have disappointed? Manziel, Gilbert, West, call your shot. Best Christmas gift ever. Best Christmas movie ever. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody, here on CBD.